Hey everyone, how you doing? This is Conversations with Ronaldo Linares. Hope everyone is doing well today. Today, I wanted to talk about time blocking, the use of calendar blocking. There's a lot of names for it out there. And I wanted to share this with you guys because I'm not sure how many of you are doing it and are doing it. So definitely would love some feedback on this episode. Send me some comments, messages, it doesn't matter. But before we start, make sure you guys subscribe, rate, review the podcast. This is my second episode, so we'll love your feedback once again. Only 5-star, guys, and make sure you rate, and listen to the podcast. So getting back on the topic, I wanted to speak on time blocking on your domains. So for the last, I would say, 9 months, I've been focusing on my 4 domains, my life domains. Those domains are my career domain, my health domain, my education domain, and my family domain. 9 months ago, I was so focused on my career domain that my health domain was good only because it was needed to keep up with my career, with my domain, right? So I've been in the restaurant industry for 20 years or so, and you will find out more and more about me as we do this. And I ran my family's restaurant. My family's restaurant is located in Somerville, New Jersey, Martino's Cuban Restaurant, iconic place. And it just came time where everyone was kind of like over it in a way, and we wanted to go our separate ways. I love the grind, the hustle, and don't get me wrong, but I've been married for almost 10 years now with my amazing wife and have 2 kids. And I realized that I wasn't spending time with them, proper time with them. I realized on Sundays I will come home, I'm off on Sunday, and we will go on brunch together and come back, and I just sleep the rest of the day as my son required attention from me and wanted to play, but I was just so tired. And I thought that by going out to brunch with them, that was enough. My wife would just kind of, she knew the deal that I would go to sleep and she kept the boy busy. And that went on for a while. When my son was born, my second one, Zane, who now is 15, 16 months old, it really hit me. I didn't want that to happen again. So I moved away from that. The way I got into the calendar block, into the time blocking, I met a gentleman called Jorge Cortijo, who is my coach now, and we began to talk about that, the whole blocking of it. And what's interesting about it is that we took our day, our 24-hour day, and broke it down. And we scheduled in our sleep first, our rest, which is most important. That's the first thing you should schedule out, guys. It's your sleep. I want to sleep 8 hours a night. That's what I want to do. I want to go to sleep at 10 p.m. and then wake up at 6 a.m. That's what I want to do. That gives me 8 hours. So that gives me 16 hours in the day. 4 hours technically for each time block. Each time block for my career, my health, my education, my family. And ever since I started doing this, man, my life just started to make more sense. I found myself having more energy. I found myself focused. I found myself wanting to do more. And one of the cool things about it is that when I started scheduling time for my vacation, and that is anything that you want to feed your brain. It could be through reading, taking extra courses, furthering your education. For me, it was cooking more, going through my cookbooks that I have, and just wanting to evolve to a different Ronaldo. You know, we always want to evolve. So as my education domain became stronger and has become stronger, I began to enjoy reading. I've never enjoyed reading. I usually listen to books, but now I find myself opening up books and reading. I've read almost 6 books so far this year, which is huge for me. And learning from them and actually taking notes and breaking the books down. And I've been able to not only gather that information, not only, you know, like kind of soak up that information, but share that information and help other people learn on this and kind of share my expertise and my knowledge that I have and some of it that I didn't know I have. You know, I know through reading, sometimes it wakes up things in your mind, thoughts and ideas that you've had, but it's just kind of been chilling there, sitting, gathering dust, because you haven't tapped in into that frontal cortex, right? You haven't tapped into that. And hold on, guys, I'm answering the text right now from my video editor. I'm doing this video. Give me 1 second, guys. I'm so sorry. So, coming back here, guys. Sorry about that. So, on education. So, I've been really focusing on that. And the 4 hours is typically broken down into a half hour reading. My coaching's involved in that. Writing my talks, my topics on my global talks for public speaking. Writing recipes and all of that, right? Does that make sense? Kind of like the education should be things that you are learning, that you are growing on. To make yourself better in that area. So things that you're doing for your business, obviously you want to bring up the knowledge around what you do, your expertise, so you're gonna seek this out, and that could be in many different forms. So that started to come along, right? And then my career domain, I've been switching it up. You know, I had to pretty much start from scratch. I gave up a very nice salary, started from zero again, and kind of been creating that. Right now I'm building the foundation of my business, which has a couple areas. One area is the public speaking part of it, becoming a thought leader and really going out and helping people in the hospitality business and speaking on business, speaking on running a restaurant and aligning your team, working on my talks on leadership, and also doing consulting and coaching, which I'm finding to be so rewarding, because I've made every mistake. And that's how you truly become an expert, you know, making mistakes, going after it, and not being afraid to make decisions, right? To make those decisions. In order to make smarter decisions, you have to make mistakes. You make bad decisions, so you don't make those bad decisions again. The more decisions you make, the easier it is for you to make decisions, right? So on my career, it's been really nice. You know, I've been consulting for brands, helping them create content that is relevant to the Latino audience, especially in an audience that is untapped, and I want to tap that and help companies tap that. So I've been working with certain companies to create content that speaks to today's Latino, which has been amazing. It's been very rewarding. Working on other projects, helping people write books, and as well as consulting for restaurants, more on a coaching aspect, right? So instead of going in there and consulting them and telling them how to run their business, I am going in there as a coach. They know how to run their business, but they're so focused, hyper-focused on one thing. They're not focusing on the other domains of their life. So I've taken this concept and kind of modified it to the way I work, and have been helping people align their life around their business to make better business decisions and grow their business and 10x their business, make more money at the end of the day, but also gain more liberty, right? That's a crazy concept in hospitality. Like, in the hospitality industry, if you're not working like a dog, then you're lazy. That is not true. You cannot work like that. You cannot do that. You have to be able to have balance, because your business needs you. Yes. But if you're not taking care of the outside world, your education, your family, and your health, you cannot be there for your business. And your business is going to fail. You're going to lose money. And then you're going to lose everything else. And we don't want that. So that's a career, right? So I've been focusing on that and making that really strong. And the cool thing about the career and education domain is that you could do anything with them. That's the fun part about it. That on the education aspect, you could literally do whatever you want there. Your career, you could do what you're good at and grow that by feeding that education domain, right? But two of them that you cannot, and I mean you cannot mess around with is the health domain and the family domain. The family domain gets 4 hours. Every day, at the end of the day, I go pick up my boys and we hang out. We have dinner together. We draw, we read, we watch TV, whatever that is for those 4 hours at the end of the day, we do. And it has made my relationship with my sons stronger. My relationship with my wife stronger, better, healthier. Has been amazing. I have the time now for us to work on a health domain together. We work on macronutrients, we track our food, we hold a very strict training regimen, which is amazing, right? And we'll get to that in a second. So in the family domain, you know, the family domain for me is using time for prayer, using time for reading, for educating each other, for just spending time together. And that is something that a lot of us are lacking as entrepreneurs. We're so focused on the business part of it that we lose focus on the family part. I'd rather have a successful relationship with my family and not earn as much as I was just hyper-focusing on my career, right? That growth is gonna come later on once you establish that family domain. Because now you have a much clearer focus to grow your career. Trust me on this. So see how everything's kind of bouncing back on each other? Everything is kind of aligning and playing with each other, right? So that's the family domain. You could make that whatever you want. And I don't want to make this podcast super long. I want to make it quick and that it makes sense to you guys. And now let's talk about the health domain. That is, for me, as I love the health domain because I am an exercise freak. I love being healthy. I love eating healthy. I love exercising. I love pushing my body. And at 38, I need to keep that up because my health domain being the most important domain of them all, because that fuels my career, my education, and my family. On my health domain, I scheduling my workout every single day. I'm tracking my macronutrients. I'm setting goals each quarter where I want to see myself at the end of those 13 weeks, right? And that is the cool part about the health domain. Like, it is the effort you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So think about where your health is now and where you want it to be. But don't look at it as like, I want to be at the end of the year this way. I want to lose this many pounds. No, I want to be able to take a knee and get up without losing my breath. I want to be able to walk 10 miles without a problem. I want to be able to play with my kids and not get exhausted. I want to make love to my wife every day. Like, literally, those are things that go through my mind every day, and that's why I push so hard. So in recap, guys, we have our career, our health, our education, our family domains. So get those in order. Think about it. The more you align, the more you are aligned across the board, the better your entrepreneurial journey will be. Guys, I really appreciate you guys listening to this. Hope this brought you value. Hope it brought you a little more clear vision for you, especially for those that are starting this journey just now. And those that have been doing it for a while, let me know what you think about this. Would love to hear your thoughts. You guys have an amazing day. And again, don't forget to subscribe. This is available on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Google Play. Ronaldo Linares is going to be everywhere. So again, this podcast is about conversations. And I will bring any type of conversation in here. And you guys have an amazing day. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram via chef_Ronaldo_, or just hit that search box, Ronaldo Linares. Find me, subscribe, let's talk, send me questions. And don't forget to get my book, Chef Ronaldo, Sabores de Cuba, Diabetic Friendly Nuevo Cubano Cuisine, available at Amazon Prime, free shipping. And right now we're running a sale on that. You guys have an amazing day, y como siempre, toma.